The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. Glad you could make it. So today's guest is Grit Boy Josie.
Yeah.
Represented out of Texas by way of Holland.
Yes.
Welcome. So go ahead and introduce yourself to the people, man.
Man, my name Grit Boy Josie, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's what they call me. My name Jose. You know, people know me out here. You know, for those of you that don't, they call me Grit Boy Josie. I'm a up and coming rapper out of Texas. You know what I'm saying? West Texas, El Paso.
Shout
you know,
out
Brenham, Texas. 915-979. You know, I'm up here in West Michigan. I stay in Holland. You know, but yeah, since I've been up here, it's been 616.
That's what's up, me too. Shout out to Katy, Texas. Shout out to Sealy, Texas.
Hey.
Fort Worth, all the places I've been, Dallas, all the people that I know in Texas, shout out. So where did you get your name from, man?
Man, to be honest with you, okay, so I'm Grit Boy Click. That's, you know, that's my little squad.
Okay.
We be rapping and, you know, that's the squad. To be honest with you, when I was younger, I don't know, you know Kid Rock.
Yeah, okay.
He had a little partner with him. They call him Joe C.
I remember that.
Joe C.
The little short dude.
Yeah. So when I was growing up, they would say, man, he looked like Joe C. So they was calling me Joe C, bruh. And to be honest with you, I didn't like it at first. But it stuck.
Grew into it.
It stuck.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? So that's just how it came about. And it ain't never changed, bro.
Ain't that something if something that used to you owned it. And now that's your moniker, Grit Boy, though.
Yeah, Grit Boy Joe C, man.
That's what's up, man.
Shout out to Joe C. Rest in peace, because he, you know what I'm saying, I got my name from him.
Man,
even though
he
I ain't a
character. He was one of the big part of Kid Rock's success, man. People don't want to, you know, acknowledge it, or maybe they do. I don't know, but he was a big imprint in his whole
movement,
man. I remember that guy. So shout out to that, man. But today we were talking about Grit Boy Joe C. So.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, so any other creative sides you have? Like, what other creative outlets besides music do you have? You know, is there poetry, anything else, abstract art?
Man,
maybe,
you know,
graffiti or something, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I used to do tagging when I was younger, but really my rapping is one of my main outlets. But I like to cook, bro. I grill. I'm a beast on the grill.
Oh, word.
Food, you know what I'm saying? That's my passion, as you can tell. You know what I'm saying?
It's all good.
Hey, that's really it. I got a 1-year-old son, so now it's family. It's always been family.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But now it's more, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Compressed, you know, my time at least, spending time with them. That's really it, man. My passion is making music. I always loved making music and, you know, networking. And spreading positive energy to other people. You know what I'm saying? I like to help people out whenever I can, man.
That's what's up, man. Now you got that. That's Junior. Is he Junior? That son?
He the third, bro. I'm a junior.
Okay, got the third watching. You know, and that helps out a lot, man. We able to be responsible. We know we have some eyes on us, man, and we take that responsibility to say, you know what, I'm gonna show a better image, or I'm gonna really go hard, man, before my family. You know. Take pride in that family aspect
Got
of being
to.
A breadwinner in whatever aspect it is. You know, but that goes a long way with it.
Yeah,
so that's
dude,
what's
man.
Up, man. So at what age did you start the music, man? What else? What age did you get into it, man? When you said,
like I
man,
said,
this was Joe Boy, just what Joe Boy, Grit Boy Josie want to do right here.
Man, to be honest, I say about 13 years old. You know what I'm saying? It's when I was like, man, you know, I know I got some talent with this. I can do something with it. I was young, but I had a passion for it. I couldn't, once I put that pen to that paper, I just couldn't stop. I just kept writing. Back then, really, I wasn't up hip on YouTube. I don't even know, you know what I'm saying? We wasn't hip to it like that. So I was getting beats off of CDs, you know?
People doing it like, the way you could, right?
So we was just always jacking beats, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, so how the original mixtape popped off. That's how it happened.
That's how it always happens, right? We sample from those that we have, and we make music. And next thing you know, we like, you know what, man? I'm gonna make some real beats now. But that's a good format, man. That's where everybody come from, man. That whole borrowing somebody else's beat, jacking the beat, flipping it, and creating our craft, man.
Yeah, that's how I started off.
So I used to do some listen to some ciphers with your uncles and all of that, and your dad, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I used to be, you know what I'm saying? It was always booming, man, in the projects, and okay. We just, I don't know, like, everybody used to just flock to my house, you know what I'm saying, to the crib, and we just be there chilling. You know, my parents was always so cool.
That's what's up.
And we be out there turned up. They be outside freestyling. I go stand in the middle, try to say, I don't know what I was saying. Some gibberish, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't saying too much, but.
You had the heart to say it.
Yeah.
At that age, like, this it, man. Yeah. Like, I'm on some of this right here.
And I'm talking about I was knee high, man. I was young. You know, I couldn't even tell you how old I was, but. They would hype me up, you know what I'm saying? They was gassing me up, I ain't gonna lie, because I probably wasn't saying nothing.
That's what's up, though.
To nobody, but they was just like, you know, it stuck, man, you know, and I fell in love with it, man.
Man, that's what's
for
up.
For real.
Man. They gave you that inspiration, man. You seen it from a bird's eye view, man, sitting around, and you caught that passion, man. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. What message or feeling do you want to leave with your audience through your music, man, through just who you are, man?
Well, you know, my message to them that I try to deliver through my music is pretty much no matter what you go through, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna grow through that, you know. And you know there's always dark and there's always negative, you know what I'm saying, coming from where I come from, where we come from, you know. No matter what you go through, you know what I'm saying, you can make something out of it, you know. You can make something out of yourself, you know. And I just try to motivate, you know, motivate the mind and motivate the masses to almost like on some Pac stuff, you know, like, you know, this is what we go through. It's not, you know, it's not just because this is America don't mean that it ain't poverty, you know, it ain't hardships, hard times. Everybody know that that's what it is. And really, I just want my fans to know that regardless of where you came from or what you going through, you can stay positive and make something out of it, man.
Just stay in that fight, though. Fight for yourself. That's the biggest message, man. Fight for yourself out here and in all this madness, man, because you can be a victim of it. Or you can stand up and fight through it, you know.
Yep.
Don't be a victim, man, to no circumstance. Create the best circumstance for yourself, man. Like my man doing right here through this rap, man, you know.
For real.
He'd rather shoot for his own shots than go to another route, man, you know. So
don't go through
positivity.
It. Don't go through it, grow through it. Whoop. You know what I'm saying?
Say that.
Yeah.
All right. So let me give you one more, man. Time to bring that beat back. That's my little thing I say, man, for anybody that had a song or a verse, you know, because we was all young. We all said things, you know. If I can rewind my life, I would mix up my mixtape, you know what I'm saying, with a couple of things that I wouldn't want to show people that wasn't the best image I wanted to get across to the people. But, you know, just from an artist standpoint of yourself, man, you know, is there a verse, song that you wanted to do over because it didn't really express who you are today? Or is everything?
To be honest with you, man, I stand on everything that I've said in my rhymes. If I didn't write it, or if I didn't mean what I said, you know what I'm saying? You know, my music comes from the heart, man, not just the mind. And it is what it is, you know. It's always been a learning process for me. So I honestly couldn't see nothing that I've said that I would want to take back, but I would like to have some of the old stuff that I did, like remastered, you know what I'm saying? Because the quality was out of there.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, we was up and coming. We ain't really have nobody to record us. We was just using the little microphone that came with the computer back then,
man,
you know.
That might be the gem, man.
So really, that's really what it is, man. I probably wouldn't take nothing back that I've said, man, because, you know, I stand on that, man, 10 toes.
That's what's up, man. I just asked that question, man, just because, you know, you just never know, man, what we throw out there. But if you believe in what you put out, man, what you put out, the message is the message.
Yeah.
No matter how anyone receives it, everybody's going to receive it in a different format anyway, because we all are different. You know, we all wired different. We just look similar.
Yep.
So shout out to that, man. Stand on that, man. Like I say, shout out to Thicky Ross, Anthony McNeil, first guy that's played your music for me.
Shout out to Thicky Ross, man. Big ups to bro, man.
Big up,
yeah,
man.
Love.
I never heard you before in my life, and he was like, bro, listen, I'm like,
yeah, that's my guy.
Like, he's shooting it out there, huh? He's spitting.
Yeah, that's my guy, man.
I just got
he 100, man. Ever since I met him, he's been 100 with me.
That's what I just throw that out there, bro. Be like, man, you ain't shot me out. You heard him through me, because I never heard you through him.
Right, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's my boy, man. He 100, bro.
Always. We try to keep it that way. We're going to keep it that way. So let me ask you one more. Okay. Can you freestyle rap?
I can freestyle, man. I can freestyle. You know, some of my songs, you know, I'll write. I won't finish the verse. And I'll write. I might not have a whole 16. Freestyle the rest. But I ain't really never made no freestyle songs. But, you know, freestyling for me is when I'm chilling. It has to be like a controlled environment. I got to be with the partners. Mm-hmm. We got to be in the circle. You know what I'm saying? I got to get my mind right. Yeah. And the vibes just got to be on. And you throw on a beat and I'm going to rock with it, you know. I've never just been a Johnny on the spot, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Go ahead and freestyle, but freestyling is a part of the game, so, you know.
It used to be. It ain't as much now, you know what I'm saying? No. You got some that could do it, some choose not to. I think 50 threw it out there, Gucci Mane. They said they don't rap for free, you know what I'm saying? Why they rap for free? About money right now.
Yeah.
Because people don't take that Hot 16 and abuse it.
Heck yeah.
So I think that's part of the reason behind it, but hey. Yeah. We'll give you another shot one day.
Yeah.
But some choose to, some don't, man, and it's okay, man. But you're going in the right direction, man. You know, I say stay wise in what you want to put out your message, man. You know, stay wise in what you're trying to convey, man. You know, like you say, man, man don't have to say a Hot 16 on the show, you know, because some people think what they say, they think it out. And they don't want to leave that false message on some kidding around on the TV. You know, he's serious about what he want to convey, man. So I salute that, man. You ain't always got to have a Hot 16. So let me ask you, your top five rappers of all time.
Top five?
Top five.
Top five?
Past, present, however you want to line them up. And in no specific order. I think a lot of people get stuck on that one, but it ain't got to be in no specific order.
Well, that's probably going to be easy for me, man. You know, Tupac.
Okay, we got Pac.
Big Pun.
Okay, we got Pun.
Zero out of Houston, Texas. Zero the Crooked.
Shout out to Zero. I heard him from Texas. The first person I heard mention him again. So he's an underground legend, man. Big Zero. In fact, my brother, Big Mo, out of Memphis, first one that put me on the Big Zero, man. He was singing and rapping like Drake and before that.
Oh yeah. So, oh yeah. Big time. Yeah. Real. Zero, Trey, okay. and of course, long live the pimp, Pimp C. Chad Butler.
Shout out to the pimp.
That's my top five, man.
That's what's up, man. That's a hard one right there, man. A lot of down south in that too. Okay.
Down south, you know, that's where I was raised, man, you know. And they was dropping jewels, man. They was spinning game. So
it's a different life down there, man. I became a real fan of just that whole scene, man. You know, the scene don't sleep, man. It was eye opening. Man, well, when they say they riding on the slab, I really understand
slab
that.
Slab riding, candy paint dripping, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And what's up in the wheels?
Them pokers, them swangers.
Yeah, those swangers. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Shout out to all the boys out there riding slab and swanging, man. It's swanging and banging, man.
Say that.
Like Fat Pat, swanging and banging. Yeah.
That's a true Houston thing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, okay, man. Let's move on. What is it that you want the Generation X to understand about life, man? You know, we all giving out game in our own way, man. You know, I'm going to give my message my way. You're going to give it your way, man. So you want to give anything to the Generation X, man? These youngins is following you, man, and out here going through it.
Yeah, man, look, if I could, you know, I can't reach everybody, but in a nutshell, I say, man, look, you know, life is short, man, so take advantage of every opportunity that you can. Don't ever hesitate to, you know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid. Just don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
And jump out there, you know what I'm saying? Get in that water, you know? Not everything got to be handed to you. You can make stuff happen on your own, you know? And it's just, you know, help your fellow man out, you know? If you know somebody that's doing bad, whether it be depression or whether it be financial, if you got the capability and the mind state to motivate that person or send them in the right direction, do that, man. Because we all human beings at the end of the day, we all share this rock, you know what I'm saying?
That.
So spread love, positivity, and stay hungry, stay motivated, you know? stay in school, get that education, because knowledge is power, and the more you know, the further you go. You know what I'm saying? I ain't have no OGs or nothing like that telling me that when I was younger. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And if I could, I'd put that out there to every youngster, you know, the whole generation. I let them know, like, that's what it is, man. Stay in school, get your education, and know what you want to do in life, because that day gonna come quick.
It does.
That day gonna
very
come
fast.
Quick.
So find some influential people, man. Some OGs, some younger Gs, man, that moving in a positive direction.
Yeah.
More outside of the box that you're used to. And follow that thread, man. Don't be afraid to venture out, man. You know, some people gonna intimidate you, gonna laugh at you, gonna do all of the above to keep you from coming out of the, and becoming you.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. You know, these people, you know, they hate to see people become them.
Yeah.
You know, we don't always know who those people are in life. Yeah. You know, so just understand that. But what? like Grip Boy Joyce say, man, shoot your shot.
Yeah, shoot your shot, man. I heard from I forgot who it was. It was a motivational speaker. He said one time, you know, some of the greatest inventions never known to man are in the graveyard.
I know who you're talking about. That's from Earl Nightingale.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so that's facts.
Yeah.
If you don't put your word out there, you know, like they said, closed mouths don't get fed. I know everybody heard that. Closed mouths don't get fed. If you don't chase your dreams, or if you don't put your ideas out there, it ain't never gonna happen. So make sure you go for what you believe in, put that energy out there, you know what I'm saying, and it's just gonna come back to you regardless, you know. Yeah. whether you find the next best thing known to man, you know what I'm saying, or not, you know what I'm saying. Don't ever hesitate, you know, to chase your dreams and believe in yourself, man. Yeah. Even if others don't believe in you.
True.
You know,
I'm glad you mentioned that phrase about the most richest place in the world is the graveyard, you know, because a lot of us, you know, a lot of people pass, man, with a lot of knowledge in here that they didn't get out.
Yeah.
You know, because of whatever reasons in their life, you know, we're not always capable of being able to express those things and having those access points.
Yeah.
Or having that capability to be exposed to that. So, you know, it's not your fault that you're not expressing it sometimes, but in this day and age, today, with all this technology out here, man, you better get hip. You
better get hip for real.
And apply yourself,
quick.
You know what I'm saying? So there ain't no excuses today. You know, if you want to really have it and make it, man, everything's out here, man. They shorten the gap, man.
Like Eminem said, this world is mine for the taking, man.
So
take that opportunity with all this social media, like bro said, well, like you said, man, with all the social media, with, you know, all the outlets out there, man, it's easy for new entrepreneurs to be born every day.
Yeah, man. Wake up and snatch life, man.
For real.
Quit letting life snatch you.
Put that controller down.
I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
Put that controller down, man, and, you know, get out there.
Get out there. All right, let me hit you with one more, man. We call this one Name It and Claim It, and it shall be yours. And it shall be yours, too, if you only believe. So, man, if you can name it and claim it, man, like, where you going, man? Where you heading in life, and, man, where you see yourself, man, 5, 10, 15 years from here, man? You know what I'm saying?
You know, I see myself raising a successful young man, my son, you know, and I picture myself owning some land, farming, you know what I mean?
Ownership.
Owning some land, owning some businesses, and you know, putting my people on, bro.
Use that money wisely, man.
Yeah.
You got the right idea. Use that money wisely, man. Don't get caught up in a turn up and living with the money just to impress the look, you know.
It's not
put
about
that money
that.
To use, man. And still look, make that look, you know what I'm saying? Still have that swag, but put that money to work,
all the time.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's really what it is, man. Putting my family on, put my people on.
I respect
and,
that.
And, you know,
man.
Lifting up the next man, you know, and just spreading that love, man.
All right. Is there anything you would like to ask me, man, the host of the show? You know what I'm saying?
Man, really off the top of the brain, I can't think of nothing, but man, I really do appreciate you coming out here, man. How long you been doing this, bro?
Man, it's my 10th episode with you. I did one earlier today.
Oh, that's nice.
You gonna see I got on the same
working,
shirt.
Steady working.
Oh, for sure, man, you know, because I come from a common place, man. You know, I was deprived. You know, I'm not supposed to be here today. You know, right. My trials and tribulations are documented and out there in life, man. You know, I overcame, man. I survived, man. You know, the pitfalls, man, the traps of that inner city, man. And when I found this platform, I said, man, let me throw my passes, man, and throw my touchdowns in life, man, from a certain standpoint.
Right.
And that's why I said we all helping out here and motivating from our own different ways, right. You know, in our own platform. So I got this platform and it was like, man, let me do it the right way. Let me help people in turn show their talents, local talent, right. You know what I'm saying? Let people show
that's
who
love,
they really
man.
Are, pass that positivity. That's what it is about.
That's love, man. So, yeah, man, I appreciate you know, that, man. I'm glad for you, brother.
I appreciate it, you man. Know, I'm glad for myself. Yeah. I could be anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere right now.
Could
I feel
be anywhere
you.
Right now.
Yeah,
you know, man. Negative or positive, but I'm glad I'm in this situation in life, man, talking to good people, trying to create good content and that's pushing a good agenda,
blessing,
man. So
bro.
people, follow the positive. Follow good people. It's going to be the negative. Overcome the negative. Throw your passes in life. Inspire in life. Be inspiring.
Yes.
And like Grip Boy Josie, man, shoot your shot and take care of your family, man. And
we're going
to wrap it
up,
man. You want to say anything else to the people before we get up out of here?
Man, yeah. You know, y'all could look me up. I got a new mixtape coming out soon, 723.
Okay.
I dropped 7-2. Now 7-2-3 is coming. I don't got a date on that because I'm still getting features sent out.
Give them any of your platforms. You can catch you on any social media, man. Any sites, man.
You
all
can
platforms.
Look. You can look me up on Facebook at Grip Boy, JO.C.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on Instagram at Orange Juice Drip. You know, I'm on Reverb Nation.
Yeah.
SoundCloud, it's all Grip Boy Josie. Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, Grip Boy Josie, Dat Piff, Grip Boy Josie.
Okay.
Yeah, just look me up.
Man,
you know,
get to it, man.
You can Google my name, GRIPBOYJO.C. You'll find all my links through there.
Bet that.
Yeah.
Where do you get the orange juice drip from, man?
Man, because I'm just dripping orange juice, man, you know.
And we gonna finish with that one. Drip that orange juice, man.
Yeah, dripping that orange juice, man.
Good night, y'all.
Look me up. You're going to find out.
That's what's up, man. And with that, man, we're going to close out, man. Appreciate you showing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no
man.
Doubt. Appreciate you having me, brother.
For sure.
Yeah, it's all love.
Peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.